2023 regular meeting of Mooreville City Council will be led this evening in prayer by Pastor Brad Dews from Mooreville Baptist Church.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I just want to say I thank you, Mayor, and I thank you, Board. I watched a documentary recently on COVID, the years that we had, and thank you for just allowing us as churches to be able to stay open. I know that that is not something that a lot of places did in Ohio, but around the country it did. And so it was our belief that God establishes the government, Romans, and establishes the church. And so thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your help in that. All right, let's pray. Father God, I thank you for each that are here tonight. And thank you, Lord, for the blessing it is to be a part of the city of Mooreville and to live here and to just enjoy the blessings that we receive. Lord, we're thankful tonight for a mayor who has served us well. He has served this community with integrity, without scandal, and with just a pleasant personality and a leadership that has served our city well. And I pray your blessing upon him in the time to come. I thank you, Lord, for a community that has a strong workforce that you have blessed, and strong industry, and a school system, and a police department, a fire department, that, Lord, you have once again provided for us. Thank you for all that you've done. This is indeed a time of thanksgiving. And so we praise you and thank you. We ask your blessing upon tonight's meeting. May, Lord, your wisdom be ours. May your wisdom, Lord, and unity be in this room. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Dews. The clerk, could please call the roll.
Hanwork.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Shanklin.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Carr.
Here.
Mosley.
Excused.
Squirrel.
Here.
You should have received a copy of the meeting minutes from the November 6th regular meeting. We have a motion to approve the meeting minutes. Carr moves.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hanwork.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. We do have public comment scheduled for this evening. Mr. Vidal, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Close enough.
All right, very good. Mr. Larson.
Mr. President, I move that Mr.
Riedel,
thank you. I'm sorry. That Mr. Riedel be given beyond the 3 minutes to speak.
Very good. Larson moves.
Second.
Shanklin seconds.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Mr. Riedel, you may continue. I think, do we need name?
What time? How long are we going to?
How long, Mr. Larson, you made the motion?
10 minutes.
Very good. Do we need his name and stuff?
I have it from public comment. Thank you.
You may proceed.
I want to ask you guys to change the ordinance for the chickens and rabbits within the city limits. Unfortunately, I need a change so that way I can provide food for my family other than just hunting and going to the store. I've got 3 children right now, another one on the way. The amount of child support that my ex-wife has taken out of me is to the point where, with my job, I have to stay out on the road as a truck driver 3 to 4 nights a week. It gets hard to get home to see my children, so I'm hoping with this change that I can provide food out of my backyard for my family other than just going out and hunting, because that's not a guarantee. It's not only with my family, but at the same time with the other children in the area, if they want to do 4-H and you know, get into stuff like that. It allows them that opportunity, if they live within the city, to, you know, get into the 4-H community, and which I grew up in, and really helped make me the way I am today. You know, with the chickens and rabbits, it's not only a livestock, but at the same time, it helps with the gardening and stuff that I'm going to put in my backyard for the fertilizer. And, you know, my one daughter, both I had my two daughters write a letter to you guys. And my one daughter stated in hers that how much she likes doing gardening and how the rabbits and the chickens will help her with her fruit and vegetables that were gonna plant. My one daughter wrote this. She says, I am Mariah Riedel, a 12-year-old girl. I would like rabbits at my dad's house for the following reasons. The first reason is because they are cute and fluffy. The second reason is to help teach me responsibility with taking care of them. Another reason is because I like to garden, and it will help my plants grow with the fertilizer that the rabbits produce. I also think it would be fun to learn about taking care of them, learning about them. It will be fun to build the cages with my dad, and I will be learning building skills, life skills along the way. I enjoy going to my dad's house, but it would make it more fun if I had something to make a schedule for my day, which I need with my ADHD. Thank you for taking this into consideration. My other daughter wrote, I'm Olivia Riedel. I'm a 10-year-old girl. I would like a rabbit at my dad's house for the following reasons. The first reason is because I think it would be fun because they are also so cute. The second reason is because I would like to learn more about them and the possibility of showing them in 4-H. I would like to have a rabbit so I can build a connection with it and have something to take care of at my dad's house. If my rabbit has babies, I can learn how to take care of them, and this could help me when I get older and have my own family by teaching me some responsibilities. That's just my two children. So, and they're at my house every other weekend. If that's what they're wanting to get out of this, what could the other children in the area that are here constantly, every night with their mom and dad, what could they get out of this? What can they learn by raising chickens, rabbits, seeing where the food comes from, and stuff like that? So, you know, with Wayne County, our big thing around Wayne County is the agriculture. I want to get back into that with my kids and myself. And I would hope you guys would look at it and see it that way as well. So, that's all I've got.
Any questions or comments for Mr. Riedel?
Really appreciate you taking the time to come in, Mr. Riedel. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It's a perspective that we haven't heard yet in this discussion. So thank you.
Yep. The finances make it where I have to do something. It's either I'm going to do them where I'm at now, or I'm going to have to move out of the city so I can provide for my family.
You know, we understand. And just so you know, council did draft some legislation for this, presented to the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
The Planning Commission's opinion was that there isn't enough room between lot lines to have animals. And so we are continuing to work with them to see if we can figure something out, but that's where it stands right now.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. A rabbit and a chicken can be looked at the same way as a dog.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbor's dog comes right up to the property line. They don't bark. They don't make as much noise. So.
Yeah, and so that might be something, too, you might want to engage with, too, is the Planning Commission.
Okay.
As they are the ones that have to approve this as well. So.
Okay.
Oh, they don't have to?
They do not.
Oh, they don't?
They do not.
I was incorrect.
They've made a recommendation to council.
Oh, I didn't know, I didn't understand that's how it works.
Yep.
So council could go ahead and decide to do whatever it wanted to regardless of the recommendation.
Correct.
Of the plan, okay. Wasn't aware of that. Okay.
All right. Recommendation is required?
No, the recommendation is not, the recommendation is required for them to tell you yes or no. You don't have to follow their recommendation. They have the opportunity to make a recommendation to you. Even if they don't recommend, council can veto their recommendation.
Okay.
That's in our zoning code.
It's in the zoning code. Now, if you make any changes from what was previously presented to Planning Commission, it would need to go back if you change anything with the setbacks or anything. But if you take what was presented to the Planning Commission and move forward with that particular legislation, it really doesn't matter what their recommendation is. You can overrule their recommendation.
Any other questions or comments? All right, very good. Thanks so much for being here.
Yep, thank you.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right, that concludes our public comment for this evening, and so we can move on to our standing committee reports, and we'll begin with our Finance Committee.
Mr. President, the Finance Committee has not met, so I have no report.
Thank you. Our Health and Safety Committee, Mr. Spiras.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and Safety has not met. I have no report.
Our Parks and Recreation Committee, Mr. Hayward.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Rec has not met, therefore I have no report tonight.
Our Planning Committee, Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Planning Committee has not met, therefore I have no report.
Our Ordinance and Personnel Committee, Mr. Orson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met. However, I did attend the Planning Commission meeting last week because I wanted some answers on why they voted not to recommend that very ordinance change that we had spoke of. Because the minutes simply said, based on proximity to the neighbors, or the letter that they presented with council. And the answers that I got still were vague at best. I asked for the magic number. What is the distance that you would be okay with? And it didn't seem that they would be okay with anything. But just for a matter of perspective, the members of Planning Commission don't live in neighborhoods where chickens or rabbits would be permitted anyway. Two of them live back to back in a condo development. The others live in a place where deed restrictions strictly prohibit that in the first place. So it's not, I see you shaking your head, Mayor, but that is
the case. Deed restrictions aren't followed, so okay. Throwing that out there is
but I would say in future administrations too, It seems to me that Planning Commission is stacked all in one end of town, all in one socioeconomic area, and I would hope that with the new administration that we'd be able to find a Planning Commission that's more representative of the entire city. It's just a thought that I have. But
once again, you don't need their recommendation.
We don't need their recommendation. That is true. Thank you. It's my hope, in my short time remaining, that we'll be able to reintroduce this. It's been to Planning Commission. We can reintroduce it as it was presented to them.
Correct. Yep.
With no changes.
Correct.
As I understand an email that I got from Gene here this evening, that we can't bring it off the table. We never tabled it. So we would need to reintroduce it. That would give us then two readings of it. We need to suspend the rules at some point because it wouldn't be read for a third time unless we have an emergency.
We would still have to have a public hearing.
Okay.
So we wouldn't have it on first reading, and then public hearing would be second reading.
Okay. Well, let's plan for that then. That's my intention. Cheryl, I don't know if what we need to do to make that happen.
Kristen, was that piece that you gave me today was what Planning Commission received?
Yes, that
okay,
was.
Okay, there was some wording that was left out of that.
In regards to livestock,
mm-hmm.
that would need to stay in. So I think between
be
Cheryl and I, we inadvertently missed the livestock portion, so horses and that. So we will need to amend that a little bit. That does not change what Planning Commission reviewed. They're looking at setbacks and numbers and that.
Okay.
So we'll make those changes.
Okay. All right.
Just so we'll clarify, since there is some kind of changes need to be made, the process starts back at day one and it goes back to the Planning Commission?
It does not go back to the Planning Commission because the wording that is changed actually is not changing. The wording is currently in the code. It was just a little section that we left off regarding livestock, and it does not change. It would not have changed. So Planning Commission does not need to look at that.
Right. So you'd like me to have this to introduce at the next meeting?
Please. Okay. Yes, sure. Thank you. Okay. I appreciate it.
And I don't think we can say that we're planning on suspending the rules at this point. Of course, we have to vote on it at that time.
Right.
So, yeah. We're not going to announce that we're going to suspend the rules.
Correct. I'm just framing things
right.
in my limited time.
Yes, that's right. And John's agenda. Mr. Larson's agenda is. So, yeah, that's right. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you. Mr. Mosley is not here tonight, and so unless someone has a report from him to share, we'll move on then to our Utilities Committee. Mr. Frank.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities Committee has not met, therefore I have no report tonight.
Thank you very much. We have no special committee reports, so we'll move on to our administrative reports. So, Mr. Hamburg.
Thank you, Mr. President. A few items tonight. Number one, our employee of the month for November is Nate Shrapowicki, and he is from our police department. And Officer Shrapowicki has been a member of the police department since May 2008. He has proven to be a valuable asset to our department, consistently reporting to work at a moment's notice and demonstrating unwavering loyalty. Officer Shrapowicki has taken the initiative to actively participate in NAMI, a CIT training, and the veterans panel, serving as an evaluator for scenarios during their training sessions. Furthermore, he has assumed additional responsibilities within the department, including roles in the tech team, SRT, FTO, might need Chief Birkbeck to explain all those to you. Medway and the Medway liaison and firearms instructor. In recognition of his outstanding contributions, Officer Shrapowicki has previously nominated and won the Wayne County CIT Officer of the Year, and that's really a pretty big deal every year. So that was pretty good when he did that. And as well as Officer of the Year for the Oroville Police Department in 2020. Officer Shrapowicki has received accreditation for numerous life-saving awards and has been honored with two gallantry stars for his bravery in high stress and dangerous situations. His dedication and exemplary service over the past 5 years make him truly deserving of recognition for his contributions to the city of Oroville. And we actually just had lunch today at Mrs. J's, so we appreciate all the work he does for us. Reminder that Oroville's trash and recycling pickup will be a day late this week due to the Thanksgiving holiday. And also reminder of Home for the Holidays, the day after Thanksgiving, which is always a busy day. If you haven't had enough pie and turkey and everything on Thanksgiving, you can have a hot dog down here Friday night. So. What could be better than that? And a big thank you to our service department for getting our downtown decorations done today. I think they were planning to do that last Friday, and of course Friday was a very rainy day, so they moved that to today. They also helped get our outside stuff decorated at City Hall here, and Mary Lech Matt Plyman came down and helped me with our four trees out in the lobby area yesterday and today. And so everything is up and ready for Home for the Holidays. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler, was unable to be here tonight, and so we have in his place, Mrs. Kristen Enzer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to mention that the Compost Center is currently closed for the season. It is leaf pickup season, and I talked to Ryan Immel, the Service Department Superintendent. They're going to be starting round two in the South End starting on Monday, and it should still run through mid-December. So everybody please get your leaves out to the curb. And then obviously I will speak to some of the legislation that's on the agenda. Thank you.
All right, thank very much. We'll move on then to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a couple informational items. We've been receiving, or maybe some of the council members have been receiving some odor complaints from the southwest end of town. That is from Smith Dairy's pretreatment facility that has really no connection with the utilities waste treatment plant. So if you have some issues with that, you need to be contacting them. Our wastewater treatment superintendent, Steve Carruthers, has been working closely with Smith Dairy over the past couple months with some issues that they're addressing out there. So I just want to make folks aware on when they call in here, and you need to basically direct those calls to Smith Dairy representatives, and they'll kind of let you know where things are at as far as that goes. The other thing, heading out to the area of high schools this week, our state association, American Municipal Power, will again be providing five $3,000 college scholarships again this year. Those will be eligible to any Oroville utility customer. So those applications will be available through those schools that are within our service territory, not only Oroville City Schools, but we reach into Dalton and a couple other schools in that area. Contact, or if you have some son or daughter in that, don't wait for them. You need to drive them to the scholarship process, but those applications will be due back into the utilities by the end of the second week in December. So not a long period of time. Odds are pretty good because there's only 81 Ohio community members that go after those memberships. So their odds are 5 out of 81, a lot better than some of the other national scholarships out there. We've had a handful of winners come out of Oroville in the time that I've been here. They also offer five $3,000 scholarships to utility employee families there. So if you happen to work for the utilities, there's a separate scholarship for that. But all of our roughly 7,400 customers that are within our, that take utilities from us, and most of those would be electric, that go outside the city limits. Check with your high school guidance counselor. The application is fairly simple. They have to provide an essay that we use to select a candidate. We can only submit one candidate from each community. So we ask them to write an essay. They will also, if they're selected, they will also basically be able to use that same resume as part of the process. So if your students have any questions on that, feel free to contact our office. We'll give them some information on, give them some ideas on what some things are to look forward to as far as preparing that document. So if you have kids, you know, family members that are putting kids through college, make sure direct them to the high school guidance officer here over the next 3.5 weeks. And so odds are pretty good for them. And with that, that's all the comments I have tonight, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Brediger. I just had a quick question. Where is that pretreatment facility located? Is it here
down there? It's on the end of Mohegan Street.
Okay.
So
it's
kind of go out Market.
Ways, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of back, tucked away behind the former Dairy Farm Products facility back in there. It's kind of back, kind of by itself.
Okay. But, and I heard of some kind of an egg processing facility.
That facility has been a number of things in the time period I've been here. They've dehydrated milk, they've tanned leathers in there. I'm not familiar with what may be going on in that facility right now, mm-hmm. But the majority of the issues, the odor complaints in there, are more related to the issues that Smith Dairy is having on the processing side. That facility pre-treats the waste that's generated by their milk and ice cream process has to meet specific limits before it's turned and comes to our pretreatment facility. But to give the folks an idea that facility is rather small, but if that facility was only treating residential waste, that facility would be able to treat the waste of both the city of Dayton. So it's a small plant, has a lot of waste treatment capability, but our facility cannot handle that load. We have been struggling to deal with taking some of their waste to begin with there. We have about half a dozen industrial customers that have pretreatment facilities that we manage on behalf of Ohio EPA. So the agency, just to make this body aware, Ohio EPA is aware that the dairy is having some issues out there too. So the agency's involved working with them to try to find some quick solutions, and to the extent that utilities can be a resource for them there too. We're helping them out in as many ways as possible on our side too.
Very good. I know I heard complaints of a sulfur smell too. I know I smelled it one day.
It really can depend on what kind of product they're dealing with there. So that odor is.
But it's from the Smith Dairy plants.
For the most part. Yes. All right. Yeah. Our facility's up on the northeast end. Mm-hmm.
So. I know I had a question too, if there was any ordinances being broken, like the nuisance ordinance related to odors. Is anything like that, is that under review at all, or I suppose it's the EPA is involved?
Well, not on our end.
Okay.
Those ordinances would reside, in Mr. Wheeler's office. Yeah. I am not aware of what's out there or what remedies or what really exists in that area. I cannot speak to that.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with them.
Very good. Our finance director, Ms. Strimlin, was not able to be here this evening, but council did receive a memo from her earlier. So we can move on then to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
All right, thank you. A couple of notes from me. First of all, there's a zoning code change that we need to refer to the Planning Commission. That's the only note I have. Mm-hmm. Is there any more detail than that?
Yes, Mr. President.
All right.
Our safety service department is requesting a change in the central business district, which we refer to as our CBDD, to include tattoo and body piercing shops to the downtown central business district. So we would need to refer that to Planning Commission.
I'll speak to that.
Yeah, okay,
previously, those have been conditional uses in our code. And for whatever reason, when we redid the code, that now became a prohibited use in the downtown. And the issue we ran into is the licensing that beauty parlors receive to do eyebrows and permanent makeup is actually the same permit or license they would get to do tattoos. So we have a beauty salon downtown that wants to provide those services but are technically prohibited from those services. So what we would be doing is changing it from a prohibited use to a conditional use, which requires an application and approval from the Planning Commission in a public hearing on a case-by-case basis. So given the fact that a tattoo parlor and permanent makeup is the exact same thing, we felt that wasn't fair to have that as a conditional use in other commercial districts, but not the CBDD.
If I tried permanent makeup on somebody, it would become a tattoo, I think.
So what's needed from us is a referral to
just to the Planning Commission.
And then does that come back?
They would make a recommendation to you, and then you can choose to take that recommendation or not take that recommendation and move it forward as legislation if you would like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then does that require a motion to refer this to Planning Commission, or are we just simply
voting in the minutes that we're referring?
Okay.
All right, we'll do that.
Yep.
Very good. Our Ward 2 Council Representative, Mr. Shanklin, ran for an at-large position, and succeeded in that election, so his seat is coming available as of the 1st of December, which means that council is seeking resumes for anyone, any electorate, anyone eligible as an elector. What's that?
1st of January.
What did I say?
December.
You have to go by what I mean, not what I say. I say that a lot. So anyway, 1st of January is when the new term will start. So council is seeking resumes for the Ward 2 vacancy that is comprised of anybody who is an elector, a qualified elector in Ward 2. And if you could submit your resume to our council clerk, Jean Gall, by December 6th, we will conduct our interviews on Wednesday, December 6th, that evening. But you can get your resumes in until 4 o'clock on that Wednesday. And we will start our plan right now, start interviews at 7, depending upon how many apply. And we will conduct the interviews that night, and then council will discuss those resumes and the candidates in closed session, or it's a committee meeting. So we'll discuss that then Wednesday evening. And then at our next meeting, council will probably make the recommendation for who to appoint to that seat. So that'll be the process. Get your resumes in by December 6th, and the interviews will be on Wednesday, December 6th, probably beginning at 7 p.m. A post will be going out on our city's Facebook page on November 27th regarding that. All right, and then I want to announce that on January 2nd, prior to our regularly scheduled council meeting at 7 p.m., we will have a meeting of the whole, and that will be a brief orientation and organizational meeting for council to begin the next year. So that will be at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January 2nd. And I did say January that time, right? Okay, all right. Any questions or comments on that? All right, that concludes what I have then for this evening, and we can move on in our agenda. There is no old business, Mr. Larson, so we'll begin with new business.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance K-23, I move this ordinance to place on first reading.
Second,
Mr. Handworth.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Handworth.
Yes.
Spears.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ordinance K-23, an ordinance to amend the City of Waterville, Ohio Income Tax Code to adopt changes to Ohio Municipal Income Tax set forth in House Bill 33 and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Who would like to speak to this?
That'll be me.
Mrs. Kirkwood.
Thank you. There have been some changes, as Ms. Strimlin referenced in the memo that she sent to you earlier today. These are required changes. We do not have a choice, so this legislation, in order for us to collect tax for 2024, needs to be in effect by January 1. We did try to time it so there was time for multiple readings if you want to do that, but it's an emergency so that we have it in effect. There are no, what I would consider significant changes. I think she outlined those changes in the memo. The rate is the same, of course, and the method that we use for collection of tax. 54 pages. It was a considerable effort on all of our parts. This also is formatted to match the RITA legislation. It was the prior legislation that we had did not align from a comparison with RITA's current legislation, and it was a challenge for us to find things, make changes that RITA brought to us. So we decided to completely adopt the RITA format with the new changes. So from a substantive standpoint, that there were no, that doesn't affect anything, but it does make things much simpler. And then certainly going forward, if there would be any changes that RITA provides to us, you know, as legislation changes, they will seamlessly fit into the format that we have. So it was a major undertaking. Ms. Strindler, myself, and Dave Newsbaum, our tax administrator, spent considerable time going through this kind of line by line, but we're pleased with the way that it is, and as I said, it will make things much simpler going forward with RITA.
Any questions or comments? Very good.
Has everyone had an opportunity to take a look at those changes?
Yes.
Realizing that we can't collect tax unless, of course, we make those changes, and those are have-to changes anyway, I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of an ordinance on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Squirrel.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel. Hamburg.
Yes.
Hesperus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move ordinance K-23 be adopted as read.
Second. Second, Mr. Shanklin.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Hesperus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 3723, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second,
Hamburg.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Hesperus?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 3723, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into purchase orders without bidding, each for a one-year period for various services and supplies by the City of Orrville, Ohio for year 2024.
This is an annual resolution, Mrs. Inslee?
Yes, this is an annual resolution, and it just allows us to purchase things and services without having to bid, and there have been no changes from last year's resolution, so all of the items are exactly the same as they were for the 2023 resolution.
Any questions or comments?
This is very similar in nature to what we did for the utilities department, maybe at our last meeting or maybe the one before that. These are recurring items that we have to buy every year. There's a list of them. I don't know that it's changed in the 9 years I've been here. So I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Hesperus?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 3723 be adopted as read.
Second, Squirrel.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Hesperus?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 3823, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Carr.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Hesperus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 3823, a resolution of the City of Orrville, Ohio, adopting the 2023 Wayne County Hazard Mitigation Plan.
This is a five-year update to the 2018 plan for Wayne County Hazard Mitigation Plan. It's already been approved by the Ohio EMA, and we're waiting FEMA approval, but a requirement are all the communities need to also approve the plan. Chief Bishop sat in on the steering committee, and I was on the steering committee as well, so we would ask if you can pass this first reading so that we can get that back to them as soon as possible. That would be great.
Any questions or comments? Mr. Larson.
Is that the overarching plan that all of our county agencies
yes.
needed to develop that plan for?
Yes.
That's good. All my plans in that plan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we're not going to mess with that.
It's a good plan. I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second,
Squirrel.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Hesperus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 3823 be adopted as read.
Second, Shanklin.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Hesperus?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 3923, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Shanklin.
Handler?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 3923, a resolution authorizing the Public Utilities Board of Control to enter into contracts without bidding, each for a one-year period for various services and supplies required by the Department of Public Utilities for Villa Bio for year 2024.
Mr. Becker. I'll speak to that. Mr. Larson spoke to a resolution that the council passed two meetings ago. We had an extensive list of items that were on there. Two items are well rehabilitation and our roof repair line items, and planning for some work that we are scheduled to perform shortly after the first of the year. Our estimates are coming in a little bit higher than what we anticipated, and we needed to put those over onto the council approval bucket. Those collective well rehabs that will occur over the course of next year, and roof replacement projects at the wastewater treatment plant are going to be nearing that $100,000 threshold, and just out of an abundance of caution, we wanted to include these items as part of that annual resolution. So next year, when you see that extensive list from us, we'll be rolling up a few items that have been creeping up on us due to COVID supply chain. Hopefully some of that stuff will start to subside going down there. But these items were on the utility boards list that was in the 25 to up to $100,000 list. So the board has already approved these. Like I said, our estimates coming in for this work to be performed are going to be encroaching on that $100,000 limit that would require legislation by this body. So those are the two items that for 2024 did not have on the 14-15 items that council approved here about two meetings ago.
And we had talked that 2 weeks ago about how that list had grown some over time, just because of inflation. This is consistent with what we've done in the past, certainly.
I have a quick question.
Yes, Mr.
Taylor. What specifically the roofs? What buildings are these, and what types of roofs are we talking?
These are flat roofs out of our wastewater treatment plant. If you've been out in that facility, that plant is actually a collection of buildings. We have seven buildings out there, and we have three roofs that are being repaired, replaced this year. We replaced a couple of them last year. Most of those roofs are pushing 25, 30 years, but they're two of the roofs are flat. Well, actually, three are flat. One of those we're going to convert into a more traditional roof, so we can hopefully get a little bit better life out of it.
Thank you.
Very good. Mr. Morrison.
Oh, as I was saying, and I'm sorry, CJ, I didn't mean to not give you a chance to speak. This is consistent with what we've done in the past. You know, things become more expensive and we add them to the list. And I move that the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second.
Second, Shanklin.
Ms. Barris?
Yes.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Handler?
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move resolution 3923 be adopted as read.
Second.
Second, Squirrel.
Shanklin?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel? Handler?
Yes.
Asparagus?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 4023, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second.
Second, Mr. Handler.
Carr?
Yes.
Squirrel?
Yes.
Hamburg?
Yes.
Asparagus?
Yes.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 4023, a resolution to accept and affirm the recommendations of the Oroville Tax Incentive Review Council regarding tax abatements for companies located in the city of Oroville.
Mrs. Inley.
Thank you. This is another annual legislation so the Tax Incentive Review Council reviews every tax abatement agreement that the city of Oroville has, reviews the company's investment levels, their job numbers, to make sure they're still in compliance, and they have made the recommendation to continue all of the abatements that we currently have. After this is passed, this will then be sent to the state of Ohio for their records.
Any questions or comments?
I would say that the review council goes through things with a fine-tooth comb. They know what questions to ask, and they know what answers are the right answers. You know, we give folks tax abatements in the first place based on their assurance that they will follow these guidelines, and that's exactly what the council does. So if their recommendation is to approve, then, you know, far be it from us to disapprove of that. So I move that the rules, regulations, and the statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second. Shanklin.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Motion passes.
I move that resolution 4023 be adopted as read.
Second. Carr.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 4123. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second. Carr. Or Squirrel, I'm sorry.
Hamburg.
Yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Resolution 4123. A resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the city of Oroville, state of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2024, and declaring an emergency.
Mrs. Inley.
Thank you. Ms. Strimlin sent out a memo to you earlier. The Ohio Revised Code allows us to expend funds for the first 3 months of the year, provided that you approve these temporary appropriations. So then that gives us an opportunity to kind of gauge where the revenue and expenditure data of the full year before we have to start adopting the final appropriations for 2024. So these are identical to the 2024 budget that you passed on July 17th. 2023. This should go three readings with the final passage on December 15th. However, if you don't believe that you'll have a quorum at that meeting, they should be past the first meeting in December. So if you have any specific questions, you can get a hold of Janet, and I can probably answer more general questions this evening if you have any.
It is the same numbers that we reviewed earlier, so. Very good. Are you ready then to move on then to comments for the good of the order?
I have one.
Yes, Mr. Hamburg.
I just wanted to briefly, and not to extend the whole meeting or anything, but Andrew, I want to thank you for coming tonight. You know, I'm going to tell you that not everybody is just in favor of that. That's all there is to it, and I'm one of them. Sorry, I'm just not. We live in the city limits for a reason, and that's kind of been my feeling about it. But it was kind of brought up about our committees, like the Planning Commission, being all from a central area. I might add, three of those people, actually Denny Steiner appointed, and they've been on my whole term as mayor. And so there's no term limits to those kind of committees. There's been, every time their term runs up, I ask them, do you want to do it again? Oh yeah, I'd like to. So that's kind of the way that one has gone. Some of them have moved know, they didn't always live where they do now as far as the condos and so forth. So that's kind of an issue that, you know, it's not maybe what it appears. The other thing is that the mayor is responsible for finding all the people that serve on a multitude of committees and commissions all year long. Some of them meet once or twice a year. Some of them meet once a month. Some of them get paid. Some of them get not paid. And the ones that get paid get $25 a meeting, I think, if there is a meeting. So it's not big bucks. People aren't doing it to make money. I have called numerous people that I've known in different areas all over town every time somebody does decide not to be on a committee again. And the biggest answer is, no, I don't want to. I don't want to make people mad if there's a decision that comes up. Planning Commission could be one of those. The Zoning Board of Appeals is another one that can make people mad if somebody wants to put a fence up that's not legal and that sort of thing. So it's not easy. I will say that the CRA committee that we just met last week with has two new people from Ward 1 in it, because those are two people I knew, and I called them and they said yes, which was great. And so I went to talk to them and told them what it was about, and so they're new on there. So for the sake of Matt coming on here, it's not always easy just to fill all those committees. People don't want to do stuff like that for the most part. And if they do, that's good. We've had some that say, hey, if you ever have an opening on something, let me know. And I try to do that if I, you know, remember who it was that said that, and so forth. But just a little background on that. It's not maybe what this appears to be to some people. I don't know. That's all.
Very good. It's a good point that, yeah, you finding people to be on the committees is one thing.
Oh, I did want to mention, yes, sure. Council approves those lists every year that I bring them to you. You approve them. So if you don't want them that way, don't approve them.
It's the only time I've ever heard a comment like that. I've been on council, I think, since 2008. You know, so, anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Well, and to the mayor's point, in no way, it is a largely a thankless job, and I know that it is probably tough to get people to sign on for something that doesn't pay and commit you to be here, you know, for that meeting every month and whatnot. And my comment was in no way meant to disparage their service. I mean, I know all those people personally, mm-hmm. and they've been great public servants at no pay for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I guess my point was, if it is possible to geographically spread them out, that's great, and I know what kind of effort you go through there. Yeah. So I'm glad you said that. Thank you.
Anyone else? Yes.
I'd just like to add, this week is Home for the Holidays on Friday, and that is actually being put on by a 501c3 Orville Community Development Corporation. And if you recall, Home for the Holidays was around for quite a while, and then it actually died. It was brought back by this group, and that is Adam Hansey, Justin Hayslip, Stephen Lorson, and Jason Groh. So I've had the opportunity to work with those folks. If you see them, I would absolutely recommend you say thank you, because getting 50-plus ice sculptures is not an easy task all throughout Orville. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and I'm looking forward to just taking the kids down and having a good time. So that's all.
Nice. Here now, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Squirrel moves.
Second.
Orson seconds.
Asparis.
Yes.
Shanklin.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Carr.
Yes.
Squirrel.
Yes.
Hambrick.
Yes.
Motion passes.
We are rolling into December, as our next regular meeting will be on December 4th, 2023. Until then, we are adjourned. Thank you and good night.
I have a position. Yes, we do. 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 I have a position.
Just a few gentlemen.
I have some questions from what I read through, so whoever this person is, I'm going to try to answer them. I'm going to email with my questions. It looks like we actually have citizens that would qualify and always bring it up and then I'll just do it. Yeah, absolutely. The only thing, the first one I saw was, it's based on the AMI. What ours is, that's what they felt what they is. Even if it goes above that, it looks like there's some checklist items where to check out some of these in your I mean, on its head, it looks like it might be interesting, but if it looks like it is, I'm not for it.
Okay. Yep. Or I can do this one up here.
One will they swear in the county?
Yeah. They will be sworn the yeah, at that first meeting, yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Yep. Yep, Cheryl will swear them in. Well, Kyle has a new position, so yeah, she would, and Reese, and then so. And Pat.
That group is very adamant about coming back for more money.
Right, so, yeah. You know what it was.
Yep.
That group that's doing it probably is less about that.
Swearing in all that.
Yes, there's different groups that are leaving.
Some of those terms end in 25.
Fund might have its own. Well, the bigger funds have their own.
And I have the groups.
Yeah. Yeah, have their own group that's looking. John obviously has the Dunlap Foundation.
Well, see, you just have to get a signature and then you just scribble. Throw it in a little fold there.
That all has, yeah, that this fund had this and there, it's just this much great funds and this fund is just much.
You can have a lot of great ones.
Sherry's done a lot of great ones.
It's like a big town station, they made a shatter, these big funds, the brands, they made their work all the time. Well, it kind of is, but I think that the Wayne County helps all that. I mean, yeah, I think John was the chairperson of the Yeah, so he tells us, hey, I don't care what Mountie says. She's like the president of the
entire, right? Okay, yeah. That time of year,
I don't know.
Somewhere, right? Now, the other option would be what I had the action part.
I have a
I don't remember me, and I was like, no, I actually, first of all,
I guess, but that's her time.